Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant. I greet my beloved brothers and sisters in the words of peace, in the original language of our fathers, of Assalamu Alaikum. This day has been a long time coming. Minister Farrakhan is a man of God. He is created, fashioned, shaped, educated, guided and directed by God, and he is the instrument of the express, specific, and active will of God in this time. So the right response to what comes from his mouth is not only desirable, but it is necessary to our success as a people.
Today, we are witnessing an unusual gathering.
The woman is the secret. She contains the secret coming from a woman.
And until and unless we become better acquainted with who she is,
you may never see who you are. And you know what, sister? Mary is a prototype of you.
If you look at all the Marys that were around Jesus, when he went to the cross, there were six women around him. The women never failed Jesus, but all the men except John walked out on Jesus. But when he went to the cross, it was women ministering to him all the way. What is there in a woman? God, God, God.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Welcome to Women in Ministry, our Monday night edition of Elevated Places. I am your host, Ava Muhammad, and I am joined by my co-host, Sister Tracy Muhammad. We are both just absolutely delighted to spend the next 2 hours with you. Today is the 19th day of September. 919 is a very significant set of numbers in and of itself, so that just adds to the spiritual heights and spiritual depths that I believe we will explore this evening. In addition to Sister Tracy and myself, and of course all of you, we will be joined in this forum by a very special guest. She's a family member, but she is a very, very special black woman. But before I announce our guest this evening, I want to remind us that if you wish to join in the conversation, then when you call the number 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091, you are going to hit the number 1, which will cue you up, because our beloved, elegant sister, Rona Muhammad, without whom my blog talk programs would be chaos, will take your calls and get you queued up so that you can join the conversation. And on our Thursday night blog talk show, Brother Terrence and Dr. Rizzi will tell you that when Sister Rona is not with us, we fall into utter chaos. So we're grateful that she is with us tonight as well. And I see the listeners are queuing up, as well as those who are logging in at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And it's a great thing to have this particular social media platform known as Blog Talk available to us so that we can come together and pursue our own duties as black women And not only as Muslim girls training in general civilization class members, but also our sisters in the Christian community are welcome to join on with this call. Shortly, we're going to have the forum blessed with the presence of Dr. Darnita Muhammad. For those of you who don't know who she is, she's one of our quiet superstars in the Nation of Islam. And she is both a medical doctor, but bigger than that, she is a student minister in that she has produced for us a work called Gifts for Life. And this is a spiritually based health manual that was inspired by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's monumental course, Self-Improvement, The Basis for Community Development. And this book is spiritual, it is metaphysical, it is mathematical, it is inspirational, it is everything that a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the direction of Minister Louis Farrakhan would enjoy. And I have to say, especially women. I absolutely love this book, and we're going to have Dr. Darnita tell you how to get it. She first produced it back in 1999, when I was serving as a Southern Regional Minister for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in Atlanta, Georgia. And she published a new second edition just last year in 2015. So at this time, I wanted, well, let me do this first. First, I want to bring on my co-host, Sister Tracy Muhammad, who is a brilliant, beautiful sister in the Nation of Islam out of Phoenix, Arizona, who's also one of our stars. And I think that before we go any further, we'd like to hear a few words from her. I'm sure that many of you were blessed, as I was yesterday, to witness via live stream the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan at the Union Baptist Temple Church under Reverend Willie Wilson in Washington, D.C. And, of course, the minister was in rare form. And I'm telling you, and you knew by the fire that he
absolutely
was breathing that we are absolutely at the end of God's patience with us as a people. His mercy is abundant, but it is not infinite. And I just don't know what else we can see, hear, or experience that will persuade us that it is time to leave God's enemy to themselves and to go for self. And those
That's
of you
right.
that know me know that I am all about separation. Okay,
yeah.
There were two things that drew me to the Nation. One is separation, and the other is that I was a young girl in need of physical healing. And, you know, we're not spooky people. And so when we talk about a resurrection, we're not talking about dead people coming up out of graves after having been buried 6 feet in the ground. We're talking about a transformation that takes place within the self and then manifests itself externally and results in a complete transformation in our surroundings that is in accord with our newly raised consciousness. That's what is meant by resurrection, and that's why Sister Dr. Darnita Muhammad is so important to us. But Sister Tracy Muhammad, how are you out there in Phoenix?
Hi, Sonika, ma'am. I am wonderful. And I want to take a moment to divert just a tad off of what we spoke about earlier for today's instruction. I want to bring everyone's attention to a monumental event that occurred 30 years ago this week on September 21st, 1986. And that is the Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development lecture was given here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I think it is very fitting that our guest tonight is going to speak on self-improvement and speak through these study guides. And I, like so many sisters, am profoundly grateful for the absolute revelation contained in the study guides. And I want to acknowledge and thank you, Sister Ava, for the pivotal role that you played in it and continue to play in it to uplift and elevate not just Black women, but in truth, the whole of humanity that would adhere to righteousness through the study guides and through your service. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of your nation.
Well, I thank Allah and His
yes,
Christ
man.
And their anointed just for the opportunity to be
yes,
part
man.
Of this. I am so happy and so grateful to be in the circle of believers.
Yes.
This has been 66 trillion years in the making.
Yes.
So any of us that are alive today and capable of even perceiving who the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is, we can consider ourselves super blessed. And thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Mr. Tracy. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. So we're going to open up the microphone of Sister Dr. Darnita Muhammad. Sister Darnita,
yes.
Are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. Minister Ava and Sister Tracy Muhammad, I am deeply, deeply, deeply humbled and honored. and I'm just
yes,
a student. I
aren't we all?
I'm just a student. Yes, ma'am. And I just want to, well, I would just want to open and say in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, that I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who appeared in the person of Master Fard Muhammad, to whom all praises due forever. And I thank Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Exalted Christ, and for our divine servant, Warner Friend, of the Black man and woman, all oppressed peoples throughout the earth, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And in their names, and I would like to greet you, Sister Dr. Ava Tracy, Sister Tracy, and the listening audience with this awesome program of the Women's Ministry with the greeting words of peace, Assalamu alaikum.
Wow.
And
alaikum salam.
Yes. And I have to say, you know, the timing is, and I think I text Sister Dr. Ava when she texted me to invite me to come on the program. I said, wow, you know, 9/19. And a
sure
Sister
do.
Tracy, yes, ma'am, mm-hmm. the number 19. And so much has happened around this time. And I just, Sister Tracy just brought it to our attention. Not only did Minister Farrakhan have his vision September 17th, 30
yes,
is it 30
mm-hmm.
years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 31 years ago. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And also the introduction of the study guide, which
mm-hmm.
I heard, and you all can correct me if I didn't hear this correct, but Brother Jabril also said that it would be at the head of a worldwide movement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that anyone else has heard that, but I'm honored to be here.
Well, I know that's
so,
the minister's characterization of it in his
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. And I will, again, I'll follow however you have me to proceed in speaking
yes,
on what Allah has helped me put together. And, as Sister Tracy said, Sister Ava, you have been such an inspiration in all of this because you have played, you know, Allah has allowed you to be integrally involved in the transcription and editing and helping our beloved minister to put the study guides together. And I am fully aware of Sister Tracy's hopefully upcoming work that, again, will give us a more concise way to have the material organized so that we can get right back into the study guides and allow them to work inside of us and we can internalize it and use it in our daily lives, especially for the women. And we can help to heal ourselves and heal our families and help the black woman to elevate herself and to know that she is truly the second self of Allah. And in saying that,
yes,
I will take, yes, ma'am, I will follow your cue so you let me know.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we have a number of questions about your book, Gifts for Life.
Yes, ma'am.
Before I have you talk to us about the book, I do want the listeners and callers to know that, as you noted in your preface and acknowledgement and introduction, that you yourself, first of all, as you said, you were inspired by the study course, but you also had a health challenge. You had a cancer scare yourself, and that put you through a trial. And you were a brand new Muslim. When that happened, you hadn't even been in the nation a year, and that really put you in a place that allowed you to undergo intense self-examination, self-analysis, and a review, basically a reanalysis of your studies in your field of endeavor, which is modern medicine. And that had a profound effect. So, because you have the credentials and expertise and the knowledge of the Caucasian's world of science, but then you underwent an experience as well as exposure to these teachings. And I love that you pointed out that observing the minister himself battle with not only severe health challenges, but he actually went into death's door and returned from it. And then also, you know, you had another profound component of your experience, and that is spending over a dozen years traveling with Mother Tineta Muhammad. And that in and of itself had to have been transcendent. And so I wanted the listeners to be aware of that as we go into this. Now, I know Sister Tracy is going to have some questions, probably the other callers. I know for me, one thing that I'm very affected by when it comes to the study course is the fact that the minister gave us a system. He didn't just give us content, even though the content is phenomenal, but he prescribed a precise methodology for how we are to consume the content of the study guides. And in your book, you talk about the guiding principles of health. You have 19:20, guiding principles of health. And you quote Minister Farrakhan's words where he says, each study session is designed on the guidance of Allah to produce self-examination, self-analysis, self-correction, and to quicken in each of us the self-accusing spirit. He goes on to say, you write, while the study sessions lead the student to analyze and critique self, they must simultaneously be therapeutic. And you write, the therapeutic value of the study guides transcends all levels of our existence. And you actually scientifically broke up the course into four sets of five lessons, with an additional one following a similar pattern, directly connecting with our body's own high energy locators, these center seals, chakras, or internal messengers. And you write, for every five lessons, one from each set travels the entire body in succession, then returns to the same area on a higher plane, completing the 19 principles. We can also see this phenomenon, you write, in our well-known prayers of the Holy Quran and the Bible, as well as in the wisdom that has come from Master Farid Muhammad and his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And what I would ask you to do, because I just fell in love with that, because watching the minister, as he received the revelation of these study guides, and I would write them down with a pen. I was not allowed. I asked him if I could record him. He said no. And this was before software and before all of that, you know, before Google, anything of that nature. But I remember as I watched him, as we went through this course, I watched his own life sort of in a spiral going upward. And I knew that this course is not something you ever complete in life. You just go in higher cycles. But when I read this, how you had deeply delved into this and came out of it with Allah's help, showing us the correlation between the study guides and our own body and our energy locators, I said, "Hey, this is it right here," especially for the mothers of civilization. So, could you kind of expound on what you wrote here about the therapeutic value of the study guides?
Yes, ma'am. I love hearing you recite. When I read it, it does something to me also. Praise be to Allah. Yes, I first want to go back to what you mentioned about the illness that I suffered. That certainly was a catalyst into what I had studied in going to medical school, and never feeling satisfied that the Caucasian world of health, first thing, it was the way that we are taught, particularly for black students, it's already, I felt, demeaning, degrading. The racism is transmitted through the entire medical system. And you have right now, they say the numbers, particularly for the black males, are so low attending medical school that it's in a time that we were back prior to the civil rights movement, when we were entering into all of the Caucasian schools. Because before that, we were able to attend our own black colleges, and that was enough for us. But to add insult to injury, we are so busy until we wake up. And as you said, the minister, there's nothing else he can tell us, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, in that we need to come out. We need to come out of her, come out of their system and her ways of thinking, and particularly in health. But moving on to the trial, that I experienced, I wanted to let you know, Sister Minister Ava, I called you. I don't know if you remember. It was in maybe 1989 or 90, because I was just coming into the learning, the teachings, and studying, and the minister in Alabama, the student minister, he knew something of my illness, and he referred me to you. He said, well, maybe you should talk to Sister Ava, because she, you know, has been through some, you know, she went through the illness and cancer, and she says she probably can help you. And so I did call you, and you were just graciously, you, and I'm a baby, of course, because I came in 93. Yeah. But you gave me, I mean, wonderful guidance into prayer and study. You told me, you said, oh, you know, lay off the sugar. And, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, I resonated with everything that you were telling me. But as Allah would have us to go deeper into struggle, while I believe and I know that it helped me, I proceeded to, in my mind, my condition worsened, but it was all a lie. Because, you know, when you come out of a trial like that, it's not the trial that you grieve in or you hold on to, but it's the victory that Allah gives you when you come out of it. And my family, they said, it's those Muslims, it's Islam. You know, I knew you were on the wrong path. That was the sentiment that I went through. And I'm not the only believer, because I hear believers talk about the trials they undergo. And I understand that Allah, yes, particularly coming in, because Allah tries us to say, do you really want this? Do you want to come into that inner sanctum? So in that happening, my studies, they intensified, and I was, you know, I couldn't put the books down of the divine teachings on Elijah Muhammad, Ms. Farrakhan, the tapes, and on up until, and you just said what I was going to reflect back on, Sister Ava, you confirmed, as I'm studying now mathematics and Mother Tynetta, and the number 19 was one of the greatest inspirations. Now, and again, not for me, but for our nation, and number 19 being the signature of Allah. But she wrote an article, I believe, and Sister Tracy may remember the date too, but it was in 97 and 98, and she wrote about the universe and DNA contained in the universe that was similar to the DNA Allah had. And this was based on the law of time, and again, the number 19. Sister Ava, Dr. Ava, you followed in 1999 to 2000, which you just mentioned, when you were regional minister, you described the Honorable Minister of Farrakhan as he dictated to you the study guides. And as you just said, and I'm repeating probably, that you saw him, it was like Allah was pouring the words into him. And you didn't have paper. You were writing on your arm. You were writing anywhere you could.
That's right.
To get these words out as he was giving.
That's
them
real.
To
when
you.
I ran out of paper, I wrote on my hands and on.
Yes, ma'am. And this was confirming that as I was into these mathematics that Mother Tynetta has so beautifully outlined in so many of the materials, that the intertwining of this 19 and what the pivotal point for me was in study guide number 19, which the Honorable Ms. Louis Farrakhan gifted to all the believers in 1997. And Sister Minister Ava did an exquisite introduction that just helped lay the base. All the introductions that you've given, Sister Dr. Ava, have allowed us a way to get in, you know, for any barriers that we might have. And we do sometimes to say, oh, you know, what is the minister saying? Well, it's clear. It's clear. We just have to take them and trust Allah and go into them without fear and reservation. So in all of these experiences, particularly with the DNA, which I was going to mention, is the genetic component, and this is leading into how that it came about that these study guides had to be something numerically attached, because the 19 it twists. There's 19 twists within the DNA. And also there are different codons, which I won't necessarily get into scientifically, but there's 5 contained within each twist. And as we know, there's billions and billions of codons. And the mind-body scientists, they've been talking about genetics, but now they're saying, and I don't like to quote other books, but I'm going to, because I'm actually attending a conference, and I attended a mind-body workshop, and I tell you that what they're saying, it sounds like they, and I know they have been studying. They have been studying
yes.
our teacher,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
they're listening to the Honorable Ms. Louis Farrakhan. They're going back to, they're getting our Supreme Wisdom lessons and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But this book is called Super Genes, and I'm just gonna quote in there, because the genetics, the spiritual genetics that are contained in the study guide, it's a transformative process, and it's going not only to our cellular levels, but it's also going into our genetic and molecular level. And this is what this book, and it is by Deepak Chopra and Dr. Tansy.
Oh, I'm familiar with him. Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. Mm-hmm. And this
writing
is, they're
down.
Just bearing, yeah, they're bearing witness to the teachings. It's called Super Genes. And it says, this is one quote, "The concept that biology is destiny is one of the most pathological and toxic exaggerations to emerge during the entire scientific era. This hardcore materialistic view has been a kind of psychological enslavement that has pushed many people into nihilism and despair. In Super Genes, Drs. Deepak Chopra and Rudolf Tansy discuss new evidence that our genes are not our masters, but they respond in large measure to our choices and behaviors. The resulting view honors not just the body, but the mind and spirit as well, a vision that is as bright and hopeful as the old view was morbid and depressing. Super Genes is an important book. It will empower anyone who reads it, because it expands our view of what it means to be human." Okay, now that's from their world, but they are tapping into all of our teachings. So we have this for as a gift from Allah. That's why they are truly gifts for life. Now, I want to start with study got number 18, if it's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Dr. Ava.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Sister Tessa.
I know.
It's fascinating.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because the study guides are based upon the endocrine system of the body. Now, I'm just talking from a physical standpoint, and I'm going to explain why I say that. It is because the endocrine system, on a very, very superficial level, is traceable to the chakras or energy centers in the body. These are ancient terms. The energy concept is more recent, but it's mathematical, and a lot of us now have heard of the seven chakras, or it's also five. You can say five or seven. If you combine the first two and the last two, then it's five. But the endocrine system is a system of the body that monitors, regulates, and balances our emotions and our thoughts, our desires, and our memories. And this is very important because it is the emotion of thought that triggers this endocrine system to release hormones that in turn causes our nervous system to respond in fight or flight, or it can also help us to find calmness, relaxation, balance, and healing. And this program, particularly for women and sisters, is extremely important, Sister Dr. Ava and Sister Tracy, because this is something the world would say, that we're emotional. That's what we're told, that, oh, you mm-hmm. females, you're mm-hmm. too emotional. Now, the honorable, and please help me or stop me if I misspeak when I talk about the study guides. But in the Honorable Mensah Farrakhan said, and I believe it's in Study Guide 18, or he said this about the study guide, that Allah has emotion, but he does not
yes.
make decisions based
yes.
upon emotion.
Exactly,
and
right.
Sister Ava has said, I've heard her, you say, Sister Dr. Ava, and you've probably written that one of the most powerful emotions is love. Is that?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I quoting you correct?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
All right.
It's actually beyond emotion. It's the creative force that the universe
force,
was
yes.
created from. Yes, ma'am. Love.
Thank you. Yes,
but
ma'am.
Go ahead. This is
yes.
great.
Yes, and I wanted to bring that out because emotion, this study guide, it's so linked with Dianetics also. That's another element of it, because the study guides are helping us, it's teaching us how to think, how to handle every emotion for every circumstance and situation. And these are tied to certain points in our body, which we're going to get into. But Study Guide 18, I'm going to start here to help us understand what this emotion is. That's what Study Guide 18 is entitled. But it really helps us. It's like a climactic point to all the other study guides. Now, these are my words. This is not. I'm putting words in myself. And like you said, I would love to hear Sister Dr. Ava, because I don't want to misspeak. But it's like a climactic point if we consider that these study guides are cyclical. If you're traveling the body from beginning at the will, which we're going to talk about, the introduction of the study guide is at the throat, because it is the will. talks about Jesus traveling up the mount and the struggle. And the will of God, Donna Bermisso said, the will of God, part one, two, and three. That will is the expression of Allah. We don't have a will. It's all Allah's will. And that is through the throat. Because whenever you talk about expression, how do human beings express ourselves? It's through a communication.
Through words.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what we have right now. So it's the will. And then he takes us through the study guides to mixed feelings and controversy, which is in the heart. That's, and the minister talks about, from what my recollection, because I'm not, I need to study as well. I have not gone through and studied all the study guides as such, and I will. I'm inspired now. I need to get back into it. But the mixed feelings and controversy, I know the minister talks about our struggle coming in the nation and how we love we have friends we love, we have family, and we're torn. It's an emotional turmoil coming in the nation. That is settles at the heart, that particular study guide. Then he moves on, and I'm moving on kind of rapidly. The next one is down to the area of the digestive system, or what we would call the solar plexus, for those who study the metaphysical names in the body, but it's just the digestive area. And that study guide is building human potential. And in this one, the minister talks about one meal a day. How do we build our body? Now, this particular series, this first four or five is basic. We have to eat properly. We have to build ourselves. We have to build that humanness in us. And that's, at a most basic level, is we have to eat right. And we're just getting into the idea that we have to eat and think right. But that particular study guide settles there. And then the fourth, or the third, and numerical guide, I think it's number three, is overcoming difficulty.
That's right.
Overcoming difficulty, yes. And that is at the area of which we refer to as the sacral base, or below the waist, which has to do with our desires, whether it's eating, sexual desires, whatever our lower desires are. And I was thinking about that particular area because Sister Dr. Ava also writes about and has written about the reptilian brain. This area, again, it's connected. It's the same thing as the lower part of our brain or the brain stem. Mm. That's an area that's connected to the lower part of our, below the waist, our just purely desires. Those are things that we just want for ourselves, not for a higher purpose, but because that's just what we want. So that settles in that area. That's overcoming difficulty. And then we'll see the next study guide, number four, of course, goes back up to the brain, to that crown. We call it a crown chakra, or I don't like the chakra word per se, but the crown or the brain, the mind, which is the struggle for balance. And in that study guide, Minister Farrakhan talks about the wobble in creation and how Allah created the earth. It's not perfectly round. So struggle is something that we have to endure. Okay, now, should I break or should I keep going, Sister Dr. Ava?
Well, I would like you to, and this is so powerful. So I know Sister Tracy's thinking like I am. This is going to have to be a series of
Exactly.
Business, because we do have callers that have questions, and
yes,
so we'll take a break. And we've had people join us, and so I want since you started, I want them to know that our special guest tonight on Women in Ministry is our own Dr. Darnita Muhammad, who is both a medical doctor and more than that, she is a profound student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in particular the monumental work Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development. And she has written a book that I am so taken with called Gifts for Life, where she draws a connection between the study guides and the energy centers of our body, and is showing us just how profound Minister Farrakhan's work is. And that's my greatest desire is for myself and all of us to understand the multifaceted genius of this man in our midst.
And
all that he has achieved in the midst of unspeakable opposition, okay? I mean, we know of a lot of it, but there's a lot that we don't know that he has to battle with every day. And, you know, in the opening, when this show comes on, the words that have been lifted, you hear Minister Farrakhan saying in his message that it was women who followed Jesus to the cross, and they ministered to him. So the role of believing women is to minister, not only to minister to our poor, suffering people, but to minister to our minister.
That's right.
And
yeah.
we can't do that unless we're developing a true deep understanding of self. And I'm just almost in a hypnotic state listening to you. But
I am too, Susan.
I wanted to get a few yes, ma'am.
All praises.
But I wanted to get a few questions in.
Yes.
We have Sister Ula was holding quite a while. We're going to start with her. Sister Ula, assalamu alaikum, ma'am. Are you there? Okay, she may be on mute. We're going to go to Sister Zahira, who has a question. Let me open up her
mic. Wa alaikum, family.
Wa
alaikum assalam.
This is Sister Zahira Fatima, and I am so thankful to Allah that I pay attention to Twitter, and I got the retweet because I did not know that you all were on Mondays, and what a beautiful topic, women in ministry. And as I was listening to Dr. Darnita, I pray Allah guides my words, because this question is very, very important, and I want it to come out the right way. It is in regards to our people that are suffering from mental health issues, PTSD, anxiety, major depressive disorders. There is still a lot of stigma that is attached to that, and a lot of us have shunned away from the fact that as a people in America, we are crazy. And I would like to know and you know, crazy in the sense that we were driven mad, put it that way. And I want my words to come out properly. I don't want you to be censored, Dr. Ava.
But you're just speaking the truth.
Yes, ma'am. my question is really, how do we as women in the ministry in Islam, those of us that are in different areas of ministries in Islam, how do we address the issues that our sisters and brothers have been facing and are continuing to face with regards to mental health issues. How do we, what is the, Dr. Darnita, if I may, what would be the proper way or path to guide them on with regards to the study guide?
Yes, ma'am. That's an excellent question.
Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah.
And thank you because, sister, we have it within the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Mental Farrakhan a complete program of health and wellness. And with the study guides is one aspect, one very profound aspect, but also we have to embrace our communities, our sisters.
Praise
be to
Allah.
We have to love our sisters first.
Praise be
now,
to Allah.
We have to. I want to use physically just to paint a picture to take in and to hug, you know, to really hug, to show love for our sisters, and that's first.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the our whole seven units in MGT class is enough in itself to should bring the sisters who may suffer from mental stress, mental illness, to bring that into a calm state where just as we know that if our people are hungry, first thing, it's very difficult for them to hear. And hunger could mean food, love, I I'm going to let Sister Dr. Abe and Sister Tracy also because I'm just giving you what I envision that we have, and I received this from the Honorable Mr. Farrakhan. He, one time he said our mosques should be healing centers.
Yes.
I believe I heard that correctly.
Yes.
And I know Mother Tynetta, since I travel with Mother Tynetta, and the focus was health, and I have to say because Sister Callie Muhammad and myself in particular, she pulled on us and she taught us things that she saw. And as you know, she was very futuristic that we have to have, she's not necessarily called them spas, but where our women can come in. And we don't have to talk. Let's just love our sisters. Let's love our black women. Let's make them feel good. Let's make them smell good. And let's see what transformation comes out of that before we can start really teaching and coming up into that mind. But that would be my kind of vision on how our sisters, we can help our sisters to heal.
Yes, ma'am. This is very personal for me. Because I come in contact with a lot of women veterans and veterans in general. Mm-hmm. And it is really something that is not wanted to be talked about by the community as a whole, but it's something that is is so real, and I just want to know how do we embracing them, and at the same time not make them feel bad about their issue, because if I may share this, I have been in the military and I suffered some traumatic experiences that has kind of scarred me, and by the grace of Allah, I will be healed. I am being healed, but I want to be a womb of healing for those that are coming behind me, and it's not something that's been embraced, if I may say so. I haven't been embraced with all of my difficulties that come as a result of what transpired with me while serving on active duty. It's a reality, and So I'm in that process of wanting to being healed so that I can be a healer to someone else, to another brother or sister, in particular a sister, to give her the tools so that she can know that she's not by herself, because for me, I've been alone in this.
Yes, ma'am.
Even with the brothers and sisters in the Ummah, I've been alone.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's, I won't say anything else. I thank you so very much for this platform.
Before you go, though,
I
would just add to what Dr. Darnita is saying, that because you're really getting to the root of Master Father Muhammad's mission, because I think it's so important, you know, what Sister Darnita is saying about the embracing the power of the energy of true love, which really is less about talking and more about demonstrating, like we do our infants, you know, having a young grandson and watching his development. And I think one of the reasons he flourishes is because he's always being attended to by someone in the household. If it's not his mother or his father, it's his grandparents, it's his aunties. It's very important that level of acceptance, because love, a strong component of love is acceptance. It's in you know, Sister Darnita talks about the genetic coding in the DNA, and it is the need for recognition. And acceptance is in our DNA.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the Creator Himself had it. And I think that needs to be focused on and made known, because the trauma of being in war and being surrounded by death and injury and conflict and racism and sexism, if we would accept that all of us are imbalanced to some measure, it's just that some more may be more acutely imbalanced because of overwhelming circumstances. But I think what will take away that division, where some of us are in denial that it even exists, and his study guide number 4, the struggle for balance.
The struggle
he's
for
telling
balance,
us,
yes, ma'am.
That's right.
That he's telling us that this is a lifelong endeavor. And, you know, to me, it's just like the poverty. You know how the Caucasian has a poverty line? They pick a dollar amount.
That's right. Yeah.
And they say, if you are below that dollar, you're in poverty. But I always say, well, what about the people that are a dollar above it?
Right. Is that not still poverty?
because you want to say, well, somebody's mentally ill, but am I mentally balanced because I'm still able to maybe function
in the manner
that society has set for what they consider saying. I mean, do we consider saying you don't ask anybody for anything?
Bring it home, Dr. Ava.
And so if you ask for help, something's wrong with you, and the more you
bring it
help,
home,
the more something is wrong with you. We got to realize we all are in need.
Imbalance.
And if I don't need a meal, it's because somebody did something to aid me in reaching a place in life. And that's what I love about these teachings and what I love about the minister, because he understands that.
Praise be to Allah.
And he, you know, the way he talked to those people in that church yesterday, nobody else can come to black people like that.
No, ma'am.
And
right.
So you just some
That's
white
right.
people and some dark skin. Okay. And that's what we have become. We have become cold, distant, arrogant,
dehumanized, desensitized.
Desensitized, you know, contemptuous toward one another.
Yes, Dr. H.
And that's why this self-examination is so critical. And he said no believer is exempt from this study.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand more and more why he said, because he didn't mean in a sense you're going to get put out if you don't do it. But if you are a believer, if you want Allah to view you as a believer, because he said his book, Quran, is for the believer.
That's
okay?
Right.
So if we say, I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother Tynetta made a statement to one of our ministers that he told me recently. She said to him, there are two kinds of believers, those that sit in the circle of study and those that walk past the circle. Okay? And she said, before it's all over, there will be a war between those two. And it may not be physical initially. But it's a mind war.
Yes.
It's a mind war. And we are so sensitive as Black women that I love that idea. We really need to pursue that. We need places where we can go together until we develop our own, where we can heal. That's real. We got to stop being spooky. We need to get a massage. Okay.
That's right.
We need a towel over our head. Okay.
Yes.
Come on.
Some cucumbers on our eyes. You know, some reflexology.
Some clay.
Yes. Scalp
Sister Ava.
I'm going to be working on that, Dr. Ava.
Ava and Dr. Darnie, I want to interject something from our Savior has arrived. Our Savior has arrived from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. From chapter 23, he makes all things new. And he says and writes, and I quote, as I have pointed out to you in the prophecy that he will make all things new, I have pointed out to you that this includes our being given a new mind, which produces new ideas, unquote.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about receiving that balance and coming into balance, what Dr. Ava pointed out about love and embracing and remembering that Allah sees us as we are, but he loves us based on our potential is how Brother Jibril Muhammad once told me from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And so I think it's very important to always remember that within us, this process, as we're speaking tonight on self-improvement, we can all improve. And so that love factor is profoundly important, especially as sisters, to embrace each other. And as Sister Ava was just pointing out, we have to self-care. And we have see ourselves as worthy of self-care. And sometimes you just have to unplug and take care of you. Because if you are, it's like this. David the psalmist says, my cup runneth over. Well, we have to think about that. What goes in the cup is for you. What runs over is
for everybody
others.
Else.
You cannot give from an empty cup. So what goes in is for you, what comes out, what overflows is for others. So self-care in this is very important. And we thank Allah for his coming in the person of Master Farah Muhammad,
praise
to whom all holy
praises
are forever due.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love your point, Sister Zahira.
Yes, ma'am.
A nation can rise no higher than its woman.
Than its woman. That's right.
That's right.
And we have a lot of
until the woman is attended to, and given proper attention. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said of us, it is the nature of the female to demand good treatment.
That's right.
And what has happened is
the
devil, he's been very effective in persuading the black man that the black woman is loud,
angry,
overbearing, angry, aggressive. This is how he has characterized us, because the black woman has more testosterone than the white man. Okay.
Let's talk about that genetics.
Watch out.
So the white man can't deal with the black woman. He can't deal with her. All
right. That's
right. So what he does is, because he has made his own made woman the standard of beauty, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote, I'm going to find it and have it for our next gathering. He writes a lengthy treatise on why white women should wear makeup. They should wear it. They must wear it. They need to wear it. This sounds like to make up for their deficiency. Okay. And so this white man has worked hard on his woman. If you take pictures out from the 19th century, how that white women look like men would dress up.
Yes, they did.
And now she's become like this curvy, luscious, golden color creature.
Right.
You know, he's made her into that.
With care.
What Sister Tracy is talking about, self-care. A woman, to be a woman, see, if the man wants his woman to be his comfort and consoler, then she's got to get her comfort and care.
That's right.
So that
that's
when
right.
he
that's
comes
it.
In from work, and that's where he should be, out somewhere working, okay, and producing, okay. And so when you come, she's more than happy. You know, Beyonce made that song. You know, when you come in, I'm going to draw your bath. And
that's right.
I'm picking out a beautiful dress.
Right.
Yeah, cater to you. And the first thing I said when I heard that was, well, she's home all day. Okay,
that's right.
In this song, she's not driving a bus. She's not a police officer. She's not somewhere out working two or three jobs, you know, being yelled at and screamed at, or somewhere in white corporate America. Fighting racism, sexual harassment, gone in the morning and home at eight at night. No, she's when do you get your hair done and pick out all these clothes? That means you have money to shop. These things are implicit, and so we have to evolve to think enough of ourselves that we make the right choices, the right choices in fields of endeavor, the right choices in a mate, the right choices in childbearing, spacing. You have to have a say so. You know, are you? You can't just. Well,
that's
I want to have 20 children. Oh,
no.
Really? Well, that's not what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Okay. And we have to be, I think Mr. Tracy said it, you may have said it to me before we came on here, about being honest with each other and not being afraid. You know, when I married my husband, he was interviewed by Minister Louis Farrakhan. All right.
Yes,
and
ma'am. I remember you said that.
And if you're not willing for a man to be vetted, okay, by
another man,
it doesn't have to be a father. It just needs to be a father type figure, male who is either a relative or family friend who has your welfare in mind. Okay. And he knows, just like as women, we know how we think. They know how they think.
Right.
And there's only so much we can ascertain. But we have to understand, we have to spend less time complaining about how our men are, because they have been made to view us a certain way by the
right.
enemy.
Right.
And we have to push
yes.
back on that by
mm-hmm.
evolving. We've
yes,
had
ma'am.
Examples and have examples in our midst.
That's
the
right.
Mother Tineta Muhammad, Mother Khadijah.
Praise be to
Allah.
Yes.
You
yes.
know,
yes.
I missed the, I wasn't able to see the minister's brief talk at number four, but I understand he spoke about Mother Khadijah called him after he spoke at the church. And she called him to tell him how well he did.
Praise be to
wow.
Allah.
Beautiful.
And he
yeah,
spoke about how after 62 years of marriage,
63
years, that's right, September,
yes,
this month, 63
right,
years
ma'am.
Of marriage, it still thrills him.
Wow.
To
oh,
get
wow.
a call like that from
wow.
his wife.
His wife.
That
beautiful.
She loves him that much and thinks of him that much to stop and say,
beautiful.
That was awesome. Okay?
Praise be to
Allah. You know,
yeah.
that's what is meant by comfort and consolation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, but
yes.
This is a woman who stood up and accepted Islam instantly. Because remember,
yes,
he
ma'am.
Said his uncle
that's
told
right.
him,
that's right.
you know, your wife
yes.
didn't already
wife
got up, man.
Good
up. Come on,
right,
man.
Right.
You know,
what you waiting on?
When they went to hear the message. You know, so I kind of went off the subject. But I think
no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Oh, no, that was on
perfect.
The subject.
That was perfect. That that really is
yeah,
perfect
yeah.
because
yeah.
It really it's
care.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. That is something that. So how do we so start
mm-hmm.
with self, embrace myself, continue
yes,
to self care,
ma'am.
Self love, self help,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll be
mm-hmm.
able to transfer
but,
that
but
on
you,
or pass
you,
that
but,
on.
But you need interaction
mm-hmm.
with sisters. You know, with see that you know we can't carry the weight of all of this.
Right.
Without others. And that was really my point of raising the minister, saying how much it
mm-hmm.
meant to him to have
yes,
Mother
ma'am.
Khadijah
mm-hmm.
call him, because we look at somebody
yeah.
like that and we almost feel like he's completely self-contained. You know,
right.
sometimes
mm-hmm.
it doesn't occur to us to provide him with spiritual and mental nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
he gets tons
mm-hmm.
of letters from people saying
mm-hmm.
what they need.
Their
right.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
could he
yes,
explain,
ma'am.
You know, can
mm-hmm.
you explain yet again what you meant when you said what you said?
Mm-hmm.
But he openly is expressing, I needed that. You
yes,
know, that, that's the point.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm hoping that we're putting out in the atmosphere of
yes.
the sisterhood that we need each other. So.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
yes,
right.
you,
I receive it.
You need to
I
work on yourself.
It.
All
yeah.
of us do, but we still need encouragement
yeah.
on
another.
A daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Dineeta, you're
yes,
listening
ma'am.
Of the minister's
yeah.
words about the study sessions. So you have the
yes.
study
yes.
guide, which
yes,
is the written
yes.
words,
mm-hmm.
but the
mm-hmm.
sessions where the believers sit
mm-hmm.
in circles.
That
it's not
interaction.
A lecture. Night.
Beautiful,
yes.
yes.
The believers
right.
sit in circles and can express mm. themselves freely.
That's right.
Mm.
And
that's right.
openly
mm.
with people of like mind.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
yet people of like mind don't see everything identically.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We do
that's
have
right.
different perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there has to be some way and some forum where we
mm-hmm.
can share our different perceptions,
mm-hmm.
that's how we grow.
Right.
And that's what
right.
the study sessions provide us
are
with.
All about.
That's the therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes
mm-hmm.
it is. And sister, sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister, I wanted to ask Sister Zahira, can I ask you where you're located?
I'm located in Dallas,
oh,
Texas.
Oh, yes, ma'am. All right. And as Sister Dr. Ava was saying, we need each other. And there's all usually there are sisters in these cities that believing sisters that It could be over coffee. They are looking and wanting to sit down and talk about the teachings of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I'm not. That's not saying not to go to the study groups and study sessions, but sometimes it may just be one or two sisters, and we'll be healing each other. We hold hands and we say a prayer, just instantaneously, and you say let's pray, and you hold hands, and we have to trust in the power of Master Muhammad to come in and to take that small circle and bring a healing. We just have to trust and do it without fear.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed with a sister that has reached, you know, that I have. I actually look at her as my big sister, and her and I are, we have that coffee, we have massages together, and that's it's great for me, even though, I don't think she realizes how much it means to me, but it really does help me because I have this, being around a lot of folks, it's that constant alertness, just constantly being on alert. So she calms me when I'm with her, so that's been a blessing by Allah. And it's every day is a process, but I just wanted to share that because it's more of us than just me. I'm just willing to admit it.
That's right. Thank you.
You know, there it is. And that in and of itself is the first step. Is the acknowledgement that we are in need of this process, this transformation, because we can't transform if we don't believe we need to.
Have a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
And I know that.
We need to evolve. We have to, and it's hard. It's not easy.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
We live in Satan's world, and he is the god of this world.
Right. Of this
and
world.
And
yes, ma'am.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he chides black people all the time in his writings about, you are so wrapped up in this white man, you are depriving yourself of freedom, justice, and equality, and of an entire universe that belongs to you.
Yes.
You'd rather eke out some crumbs from these people who you made, in the first place. And who are completely dependent upon you. But as we engage in that process, starting with the mixed feelings and controversy, you talked earlier, Sister Darnetta, about when you first come in the nation, you know, some of the people you love and love you may have some issues, but also within your own mind you have issues.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, now, do I really want to get all caught up in this? You know, maybe I could just come out from time to time and say, am I taking this too far?
Right.
Okay.
No, that's real. That's real. I bear witness. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I bear witness.
The challenge to dress properly all the time. There's mixed feelings and controversy about that. You know, if I go to work with my head covered. All of it.
Yes.
That's right.
Because it's completely counter, going back to Study Guide 18, and our endocrine glands, our emotions protect us from anything new being introduced to us, because we cling to the status quo. We love the status quo.
Yes.
That's why we have to cultivate the precious gift of sisterhood. So and the connection to other women who are engaged in the same process. Sister Ava said, we don't see it 100% exactly the same, but it is so comforting to be able to have a common reference point, to be able to say, you know, I was reading in the study guide, and this is what came to me, or I was listening to a lecture from the minister, and this is how it changed my life, and I want to share this with you. And that's a critical
component and the flame of sisterhood has to be fanned among us, and we cannot go to each other with a thought of envy and jealousy. And we have to respect each other's confidence. So if a sister confides in you, that you treat it as precious, because we cannot be better until we want for our sisters what we want for ourselves. And if you want someone to be loving and kind to you, you have to be loving and kind and respect their confidence. And that way we all evolve. So the saying is, each one, reach one. Well,
that's right.
If you're going to the top, take somebody with you, is
that's
how
right.
I would say it. You bring a sister along with you, and if she brings one, then we all move forward and we all
that's
progress.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you all, beloved. I really thank you very much. And, one last thing. How would can you go into the aspect of Dianetics? Because that for me has been a slight challenge. I'll let another caller come on. But the whole Dianetics aspect, I've attempted it on 3-4 occasions, and it's a little it's challenging for me.
Yes, ma'am. It can be, and it can be similarly challenging getting into the study guides, and I think that's part of the difficulties that we have to overcome. And we know the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, he gave us an instruction to take the Dianetics course. So we know it's what we need, and we know it's valuable, but it's okay. You just keep moving forward, and you keep challenging yourself. That's what I would say about the Dianetics also.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had the same,
and I would
I've
say, too, it was offered as a means of, unlike the study guides from which he said no believer is exempt.
Right.
And the study course is transformative.
Right.
Dianetics is a tool. It is a tool that you can employ. You don't have to. You have to take a look at it. Okay. When he says take the course, I take that I may be wrong to mean, you know, you need to look at this, because he saw we were not engaging in self-improvement, the basis for community development.
Yes.
How do we know that? Because we're not transforming.
That's right.
Okay.
Wow.
He has transformed.
Yes.
We have not.
Yes. That's right.
So clearly we're not availing ourselves of that. And it may be that, as you just said, Sister Darnita, the difficulty of the self-improvement course, and that's why in the course, in addition to the study guides, you will see his letters. And every so often he writes letters to the believers, and he tells us, don't give up. Don't turn away from this. Why? Because he knows just how difficult this is, because he's going through it himself. He's sharing his own life struggles with us. And
that's
how
right.
he has transcended. We think he just ended up at the mountaintop of success, one of the most, if not the most recognized name on the earth. Well, he didn't just pop up out of a cabbage patch and become that. You know, he underwent the vicissitudes of life. And he's sharing with us, like overcoming difficulties. Study Guide 3, there is a difficulty factor attached to everything of value.
Value.
Now, he didn't say some things of value.
Everything.
Everything that
That's
is
right.
of value has a difficulty factor. Well, that's an awesome piece of truth to have in your reservoir. Why? Because if something is easy, then there's no value there.
That's right.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
yeah.
You notice that men refer to women who
mm-hmm.
lay down with them
mm-hmm.
without any commitment
easy.
As easy.
Wow.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
Meaning what? She has no value.
That's
because
right.
it mm-hmm. is in their DNA to have mm-hmm. to struggle to get with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't undergo a struggle, then he and the minister said the value of that which you desire is in proportion to the difficulty. So the greater the value, he said, the greater
the
difficulty.
Difficult. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
That's right.
So what is more difficult than becoming one with God? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
So therefore, it's the greatest value. That's why it's the most difficult. So
mm-hmm.
he, and to me, was offering us another approach
mm-hmm.
that could help
mm-hmm.
us get to where we could handle that mm-hmm. self-examination, because the auditing
mm-hmm.
process
mm-hmm.
aids us, because it, another person helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
that, that's mm-hmm. not a road everybody can travel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not a road that anybody wants to travel.
Mm-hmm.
See, anybody that walk up to you and say, "Oh, I want to examine myself.
Right.
I want to analyze
yes.
myself. I
mm-hmm.
want to correct myself." None
mm-hmm.
of us want
mm-hmm.
to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
He deals with that with Study Guide 10, The God Within.
Yeah.
We want, I've heard him say, we want everybody to make obeisance to us. Okay.
Wow.
That's the God within. No, the first place
yeah.
we look when we have a problem is the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it went for that nigga, I'd have been a successful. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So it's not in the nature of the human being to self-examine.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that deep?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not in our nature. It's something we acquire. It's an
That's
ability.
Right.
You know, some skill sets are innate, and
mm-hmm.
then others have to be learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and the self-created God, he had to learn in that
mm-hmm.
triple darkness of space.
Right.
How to study himself and
mm-hmm.
look within himself to bring out what he envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't outside. It was in him. The
mm-hmm.
light was inside of him. It wasn't out there. It outside was pitch black. So he wasn't even able to begin the process of self-creating until he learned how to look within. And so we cannot become a master of anything if we are not willing to look within self. And the Caucasian, who's the opposite of that, white people do not. White America is a nation that will not self-examine, will not self-analyze, will not
mm-hmm.
self-correct. And that's why Donald mm-hmm. Trump and Hillary Clinton are so popular,
right.
because they
mm-hmm.
manifest the arrogance
mm-hmm.
of white America.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes,
wow.
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I'm getting the 60-second cue for the program. So
this,
I guess we were set this, for 90 minutes.
This is so beautiful.
Oh.
Dr.
Garnetta, you
got
to give us how to get your book before another.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I wanted to get into specific illnesses, but like I said, we don't have time. Breast cancer, thyroid, things that
well, you have to come
to
back.
This, but,
come back.
Yes, ma'am. But you can. I'm going to give out this address, And it is.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to give out my email. That's probably better. Gifts for Life.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Chi. Giftsforlife.chi. C-H-I. @gmail.com.
Okay.
And you could just send me an email if you're interested in purchasing the book.
Yes,
I don't know
ma'am.
If I should give the ad. No, that'll probably be the easiest route.
Yeah, the email, because people can remember that better. And I'm going to tweet it out.
I will
do that.
I'm also going to tweet it out and have it on my Facebook page, too. So.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, sister, so much. Sister Dr. Ms. Ava, thank you. I appreciate you and your work and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and Mother Khadija and all the members of the First Families. I'm just getting, you know, the gratitude that we should have and we should always express.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And may Allah bless us all to work diligently on the development of self, and Allah willing, we will join you next month in October, and once we select the date, we will get it out as quickly and as often as possible. Thank you, Sister Tracy.
Thank you,
Sister Rona, Dr. Darnita Muhammad, all of those who called in, and we were not able to get to everyone this evening, but Allah God willing, we will do so next time. May Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.